Base Tammuz, Friday the 22nd of June, Rabbi Eliezer Dunner, Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. Next week's Start the Day has been sponsored in honour of the bar mitzvah of the twin boys Yehuda Zev and Yehoshua Friedlander, whose bar mitzvah is this parasha of Korach.
We've started the new month of Tammuz, and in this volume it's written that Tammuz is a Rosh HaTevis of Zman Teshuvah Mamash Bishinu Boin, coming up to Av, Elul, beginning of Tishri. So if we start preparing ourselves and thinking of that we're getting up to Yom Kippur, I'd like to discuss a Yom Kippur Shaila. A Shaila which comes up to the Rabbonim very often, and it's not very easy to come to a solution to the problem, especially as all the details in the Shaila can make a big difference. But there's a Shaila which comes up when you have a person who is a Choyla, sometimes with a Zokin, an elderly person, where the doctor says he's fit enough to fast, he can fast till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But after that, it gets mesukan, and then he would already have to eat. He can't take the fast any longer, and he would have to eat. There is a way of saving the situation that he won't have to eat kashia. As we know, we always like to do hakal hakal tchila. The halacha is that we always have to look for the way out, if it's possible, to do it with what less isurim, or with easier isurim, if it's possible. Chatzi shir is awesome in our Torah. There's no difference in Kippur if we eat a shir, or we eat only chatzi shir. In our Torah, the isur is there, but there is a difference in the chomer isur, because chatzi shir, there's no chorus on chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is a more light of a lighter Issa. So the Shailik is, if from the beginning of the day he will start already eating pochis mikashir, he'll be able to get through the fast without having to eat a shir at all. But at the moment, at the beginning of the day, he is healthy and fit, and he can really fast. But when it comes to it, then, by the time it comes to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he will have to eat or drink a proper shir, which is a shailer of Kras V'Sholim Kores, but in his case would be mutter, because Kiwak Nefesh is Doichi Yom Kippur. So when it comes to it, the halacha is that that's what he has to do, and it's mutter to do. But the shailer is, should he rather, from the beginning of the day, save the problem of coming into a shir of Yom Kippur towards the end of the day, and start already with Pochis Mikashir from the beginning of the day, or no, at the moment he is fit, he should rather fast as long as he can. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Yoyma Kippurim, and then if he has to eat a shir, he will eat a shir. The Shaila is a Shaila. In Yerushalayim, one knows about the Psak of Rebbe Pesach Frank, Rebbe Pesach Frank. It's brought down in the Sforim of his, in Mikroi Kodesh, on the Yom Neiroim. His grandchild in the Agoes there, the bottom brings down that Reb Tzvi Pesach used to pasken that akal akal tchila, if avade it's better, that he should rather, he knows he was going to have to eat on Yom Kippur in any case, he should rather start off with pochris mikashir, rather than wait and come to a shir sholi. It's brought down the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehil Choso. They bring in the Agor at the bottom there, in his name, that he used to say also, rather start off when you know it's going to come to it in any case, and make a kala, kal tchila, and have pochis mikashir, rather than go into a problem of having to be over Yom Kippur with eating a full shir. Where does the discussion come into this week's parsha? If we look into this week's parasha, we can find that the solution is possibly written in the psukim. After the Maisa of Korach, then Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time when, after the whole Maisa of Korach, Va'adosai, who were swallowed up by the earth, then Va'iloinu, they came to complain on Moshe and Aaron as if they were the ones who have killed here a portion of Klal Yisrael. Atem amitem esam Hashem, you have killed a portion of Klal Yisrael, as if Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who said they should bring this Ketores, why he brought them into it, and this brought about a whole Magefa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in chaos, Vayhi bi Koel Eloheinu al Moshe v'al Aaron, Vayifnu Eloheinu al Moed, V'hinei Kiseu Aaron, וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמר, הרימו מתוך עדו הזיס, ואכלה אויסום כרוגע, ויפלו על פניהם. There was a magefa coming, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to send out his wrath in a magefa, and we know at the end that the Pasuk does tell us that the magefa was there, and there were 14,700 people who were killed in this magefa. Moshe Rabbeinu took initiative at that moment, and he called Aaron, he said to Aaron, Vayayimah Moshe el Aaron, Kach es hamachto, v'sen oleh ha'esh, me'ala mizbeach, v'sim ketoires, v'hoylech mehero el ha'edo, v'chaper aleim, ki yotzo han ketzef milifnei Hashem heichel ha'negev. The magefa has started, go quickly, and you can save the situation. This Rashi tells us something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not tell Moshe Rabbeinu to do. Moshe Rabbeinu got a secret at the time when he was in heaven to get the Torah, and the Malach HaMoves told him a secret that Ketores can stop a Magefa. And here he used this knowledge of the secret and he said to Aaron, Kach, go and take a Machto with Ketores and go to the Eidah, and that way you will save the Magefa. Vayikach Aaron, kasher diber Moshe, vayoretz al teich hakol, v'hine heichel ha'negev bom, v'yiden es ha'ketores, v'yechaper alom, v'yamud bin ha'meisim ubin ha'chaim, v'tirotzer ha'magefa. He managed to stop, but until then, 14,700 already died. Now, if you look into the psukim, there's a very interesting diuk here, that Aaron did not follow the rules of Moshe Rabbeinu to the letter. Even though it says in the Pasuk, Vayikach Aaron Kasher Diber Moshe. Nevertheless, we'll see it's not completely Kasher Diber Moshe. And we have to know why. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, Vayomer Moshe Aaron, Kach es hamachto, v'sen oleh ha'esh, you'll take the pan, and put on it fire from the Me'ala Mizbeach, take fire from the Mizbeach, the sin Ketores, and put Ketores, and with that, V'hoylech Me'ero, go quickly Elohido V'chaper Aleh. V'yikach Aaron Kasher Diber Moshe, Aaron took, like Moshe said, V'yorot Zoltech HaKol, and he ran into the call, V'hinei Heichel HaNegev Bom, he saw Taka the Magefa was working, V'yitein Es HaKetores, and he put the Ketores, Vayechaper Alon. Where's Vayitin Esak Ketores here? He had already, if he listened to Moshe Rabbeinu, then Moshe Rabbeinu said, take the Machto, put on it fire on the Mizbeach, put on it Ketores, and go, Vahoylech Meiro, to the Am. What does it say here? Vayitin Esak Ketores, he only put on the Ketores now, when he was there already by the Am. According to the instructions, he was to come out already with Eish and Ketores on his Machto and straight onto the Om. It says, Vayikach Aaron Kasher Diber Moshe, the Mefarshim explain the Kasher Diber Moshe was that he did it straight away. He was immediate there to do it, and he did straight away. That's the Kasher Diber Moshe. But it wasn't the full instructions as Moshe Rabbeinu had said. Why did he not listen, and what is the difference between the two ways of doing things? Explains the Netziv as follows. What is happening here is something which is against the Torah. To take Ktoiges Bichlal, Ktoiges Zoro, Ktoiges which was not supposed to make Bichlal, we know already from the whole parasha, Ktoiges Zoro is an Aveira. To be Maktir Ktoiges anywhere else besides on the Mizbeach is a Kores. Saisa de Reisa is a Kores. Besides the Etzem Issa, there's an Issa of Hoitzoya, of Ktoiges, of taking it out of the Beis HaMikdash, the Issa Hoitzoya of Ktoiges. What was being done here was against the Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu used a knowledge, a secret which he got. And why did he use it? Because Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh was Magefa going on. And he has here a knowledge of how to stop this Magefa. Pikuach Nefesh, Zdeicha, Kol HaTorah Kulo. Says the Netziv, Moshe Rabbeinu worked with the klal of Akala Kal Tchilo. Let's do things in the most easiest of ways. If he would have taken Ketores outside the Beis HaMikdash and he would put it onto his machto outside the Beis HaMikdash, he would be maktir Ketores outside the Beis HaMikdash, he would be maktir Eish Zoro on the machto outside. This is an Issachoros. Rather, let him do it inside, put the fire and the Ktoires inside, why is it still inside? The Issa of the Ktoires itself is a much far lesser of an Issa than being Maktir Ktoires Zoro outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, go put the fire and the Ktoires straight away and come out with the Ktoires, which is also Osir, but at least it won't be an Issa Koris. And save the situation, go quickly to the Am and stop the Magefa. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to do. Aaron himself did it different. He took the Eish, the Ktoiras he didn't yet put onto his Machto, outside when he saw what was going on, and there was Taka the Magefa, he did it in the more serious way and was makti the Ktoiges on the machto there and then outside. Why Moshe Rabbeinu preferred this way and Aaron HaKohen decided not to listen to him and to do it that way is, as explains the Netziv, because Moshe Rabbeinu Lemaisa wasn't speaking here in the name of Hashem. He was giving instructions for Pikuach Nefesh to Aaron, according to the knowledge which he knew. Now, that is certain, that if we know that there is Pikuach Nefesh, and we have to be over on something of the Torah because of Pikuach Nefesh, and we can do it in an easier way, we have to do our Kala Kal Tchila, that's poshet. But what if you're not sure, Bichlal, if there is Pikuach Nefesh, or there's not Pikuach Nefesh, maybe it won't be. Maybe we'll manage without Bichlal, any Isser at all. We're not sure yet whether we need. Or, I could do it, do an easier Isser now. I could do it an easier Isser. But I'm not sure. Maybe Bichlal, I won't need any Isser. Maybe the matzav is that there will be no Pikuach Nefesh necessary at all. I can't then go and start doing an easier Isser in order to avoid a more serious Isser if I'm not sure, because if I need to be over any Isser at all. If I know I need to be over an Isser, then rather do it in the Akala Kal way. But if I'm not yet sure whether I'll need Bichlal to be over, to go and prepare myself, be over definitely an Isser now. But maybe I won't need the Issa at all, but if I'll need, I'll have to do a more serious Issa. I haven't got the permission yet to go and do even the easier Issa at the moment, because who knows if I'll need the Issa at all. So Aaron, hearing from Moshe, Aaron wasn't yet convinced that the Magefa is going to be, has it started? Maybe there'll be no Magefa, maybe the Tfilis will help, maybe HaKadosh Baruch will be Merachem, maybe there's no Magefa. If there's definitely a Magefa, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, Heichel HaNegev, And there's definitely a mageva. Rather, do it, but do it akal akal. Make the haktore inside still, and then go out, and it'll be a less of an issa. But Aaron wasn't convinced, wasn't yet sure, is it Heichel HaNegev or not? Maybe I won't need to do anything. So the Weiler, he only took everything out prepared, but if it's necessary, or albeit he'll have to be over more of an issa, when it comes to it, if they will be necessary, but when I'm not even sure if I'll need Bichlal and Issa, certainly I cannot be over an Issa as yet, even an Issa Kal. That's why Aaron did it in his way, because he wasn't sure. If he would have said the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Ribbono Shel Olam said that Hochel HaNegev, but he didn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu said, because of the Mageva Hochel HaNegev. But Aaron wasn't convinced yet, therefore he rather did it outside. But the Yesoid is clear, though. When there's a definite, like Moshe Rabbeinu held, there's a definite pikuach nefesh there on the way, and you can do an easier issa now, and later you will be saved from a more chomur dikir issa, rather do it with a kala kal tchila earlier on, in order to avoid later having to come to a more chomur dikir issa. That is, in Moshe Rabbeinu's words, written clearly, says the Netziv. And therefore, he adds a footnote in the Halach of Dover at the bottom, and he says, what happens when Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos? Friday is Yom Tov, Shabbos is Shabbos, and a person knows on Shabbos there's definitely going to be a matzav of Pikuach Nefesh, which needs Chilul Shabbos. It's definitely going to be. He should rather, already on Yom Tov, do what needs to be done in the Chilul Yom Tov, because Chilul Yom Tov is less chomul than Chilul Shabbos. So if he knows in any case there's going to be a Chilul Shabbos, rather do it on Friday with a Chilul Yom Tov, in order to avoid the Chilul Shabbos of tomorrow, because you know definitely it's Heichel HaNegev, you know definitely that there is a Bikuach Nefesh on the way, therefore, if you can, rather do it with a Chilul Yom Tov, which is more kal than a Chilul Shabbos. Those are the words of the Netziv. It follows from there, that on Yom Kippur itself, it's Heichel HaNegev, you know that by 3 o'clock, there's going to be a Chilul Yom Kippur, a Chomur Dikir one with a Shiur of Chorus. Rather, earlier in the day, start off with our Kala Kal Tchila in order to save the situation of having to come to the more Chomul Dika Isser of with the Shir. According to the Netziv, it's very clear the Psak of Reb Shpesach, the Psak of Reb Shleim Zalm. If we look in Tosfos in Shabbos, interestingly, Tosfos in Shabbos asks at the Kasha, Reb Lezer de Mila there, by Mila on Shabbos, so Shittas Reb Lezer there, the Mishnah says that if they didn't bring the knife before Shabbos to the place where the Mila is supposed to be, then Nish Gifelach, Imloi Hevi Es A Kli Me'erev Shabbos, maybe Shabbos, you bring it on Shabbos, you can even be Toicha Shabbos for the Machshirei Mila, I'm bringing it on Shabbos. The Tosfos asks, why is it necessary bichlal to be bichalol Shabbos if the knife is not by the child? Bring the child to the knife, because chai noises atzmoi, and then there's no chilul Shabbos midereisa by taking out a child on Shabbos, chai noises atzmoi. Therefore, rather bring vim toima v'yoviu atinuk eitzel kli, ta'ash telek is a Shabbos klal, da chai noises atzmoi. So Tosfos answers and says, "V'yesh leima the koton tzorich leimoihu." The koton tzorich leimoi. The mother has to feed the child after the bris. What's going to happen after the bris? Where the mother can't come. There's no such thing as mothers going out so quickly after birth and can come to another address. And what's going to be after the bris? After the bris, we'll have to take back the child to the mother. Then the child is already a choyler, is a kofus. When the child is a kofus, then there's chai noisa esatzme, it doesn't exist anymore. Then already it's going to be an isa de reisa, lefisha u choyler. And therefore, since in any case there's going to be a chilul Shabbos, So let's make the Chilul Shabbos now. Now there's no necessity to make any Chilul Shabbos. We can manage to make the Bris Mila without any Chilul Shabbos. Afterwards, we have to bring the child back because the child needs the mother. Then let's make the Chilul Shabbos. Says Tosfos, there's no difference since there's Chilul Shabbos necessary here. Therefore, let's make the Chilul Shabbos beforehand, and we don't have to bother to take the child away from the mother, and afterwards have to bring the child back. And the Rashba over there brings this Tosfos, and the Rashba says that the Einay Mechuver Beinay, the Mikol Mokem Achshov Einay Kekofus, Lomo Nechalil Olav Achshov Yovi Tinoik Eitzli Zemel. Kivan dahashtem yeh leke elo shvus. V'dilma la'achar mila. Maybe teheshom meiniko. Maybe there will be somebody else there, a different woman who can feed the baby. V'afilu dalzois medina na'ulois. There's nobody coming. No new people will turn up. There won't be anybody. Aval mikol mokin. Kol she'efshar achshav b'loi chilul. Nase achshav b'loi chilul. Ula'achar mila kivan dole efshar. Navi'eyu eitzel imoy. Do'o hutra etzloi melochazu. What's going on here? Now there's no necessity. So why should the later time tell me what to do now? Now is the Chilul Shabbos necessary? No. We see here there's some machlekes rishonim between Tosfos and the Rashba on this point. And the Maaser, the Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha at the end of Chelek Gimel, end of Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Dalet Mem there, in Seif Aleph, there's an interesting Bir Halacha. He also discusses it in Machane Yisrael, where he writes the laws for the people who had to go to the army. But he then the Bir Halacha itself, he writes about a person who is in the army, and he has a pekuda from the Memshola. He has to do a certain job which is koruch with Chilul Shabbos, and it must be done Shabbos afternoon. Of course, if he can manage to do it before Shabbos, he has to do everything he can do in order to make sure it's done before Shabbos. But he didn't manage. Bein Hashmoshes, he could do it Bein Hashmoshes, still on Erev Shabbos, the last minute, he could do it then. And the Chofetz Chaim there is this topic. Can he do it then? Because doing it Bein Hashmoshes is a Sofik Issa. Bein Hashmoshes is a Sofik Chilul Shabbos always. If he waits till tomorrow, it will be Chilul Shabbos Vadai. On the other hand, there's no pikuach nefesh now. If he doesn't do it by tomorrow, it's pikuach nefesh. But now, if he does it on Friday night, it's mashma there, the Chofetz Chaim is going to say, certainly you can't do it, because then you're choosing to mechal Shabbos. When you have to do it, you're doing it because of the Chilul Shabbos, because of the pikuach nefesh. When you're doing it earlier, then it's you're choosing to do it. It's your Chilul Shabbos. So even Bein Hashmoshes, says the Chofetz Chaim, where it's a Shailer of Sovik Chilul Shabbos, but Alatzavda it's Chilul Shabbos, it's going to be a Chilul Shabbos which you've chosen, because it's not Bikuach Nefesh yet. It's going to be a Kal HaKal, because it's a Sovik Chilul Shabbos, whereas tomorrow it's going to be a Vadai Chilul Shabbos. And the Chofetz Chaim is mistapik that maybe you cannot do it Bein Hashmoshes, even though it's a Sovik Chilul Shabbos only, because now Alatzad of the Chilul Shabbos, it's a chosen Chilul Shabbos, because it's not mamish bikuach nefesh for you, whereas tomorrow when you do it mamish behetza, because then it's bikuach nefesh, doicha Shabbos, therefore rather wait till tomorrow. The Chofetz Chaim is mistapik, and Lemaisi he says that it could be, since in any case this Shabbos here is going to be nidcha, definitely there's going to be a dechiyo Chilul Shabbos, maybe it's a bit different. What's the difference of the Chilul Shabbos is later, the Chilul Shabbos is earlier. Lemais is the same Chilul Shabbos which is going to be, so maybe it can be done earlier, and maybe it's taka better in that case. And he finishes off with a Vetzorech Iyun. He doesn't give us a clear cut answer what to do. But there is a clear Tzadim here, which seems to be a machlokes with the Tosfos and the Rashba in this Nakud. In any case, there's going to be a Chilul Shabbos. What's the difference if we do it before or after, or the Rashba shouts back at Tosfos and says, no, but since now it's not necessary at all, why now should we be Mechallel Shabbos at the moment that no Chillul Shabbos necessary? So loy mi boya, in the case of the Netziv, but the Netziv comes out with a very big chiddush, and he says that with Yom Tov and Shabbos near each other, and Yom Tov is first, and Yom Tov is a less of a Aveira, the Chilul Yom Tov than the Chilul Shabbos. Rather do it on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. On that, there's a Tshuva in Igros Moshe already, and others who say, that? How can we say Azar Chiddush? Yom Tov, there's no necessity to Mechalel Yom Tov at all. There's no Pikuach Nefesh necessary today. Can I stand by Mechalel Yom Tov to say the Chilul Shabbos? The Chiddush of saying that one day to another day, when now there's no pikuach nefesh at all, that I can go and be matir a chilul yom tov al smach akal akal, because tomorrow there'll be a chilul Shabbos and it's more chomor, but yom tov doesn't need to be mechulin at all. Why should I go and do it? And he says it's a very big chiddush what the Netziv wants to say. But even in the case of Yom Kippur in our Shaila Lamoshel, Shailah of the Chofetz Chaim and the Birka Halacha is also a similar idea. The Shabbos will, or the Yom Kippur will have to be Mechul in any case. But at the moment, there's no necessity at all. Now the person can fast, he's strong, he can fast. And if he eats now, he's over in Issa Torah. What is the heter now to be over on Issa Torah when there's no necessity? When it comes to it, then he's got to have a complete heter of Bikuach Nefesh Doicha. Let him do it then. Why now should he do it? On the other hand, it's the same Issa which is going to be Mechulel, and we know it's going to be Mechulel. Maybe it's a little bit different. Lemaisa, Hagon Rav Eliashiv Shlita Zol Zayin Gesund und Stark, in his Shiurim of Masechta Yuma, then the Sugi and Pei Dalad on the base, he discusses the Shaila. He mentions the Netziv. He has there a hog on the Netziv. Besides anything else, very interestingly, that in the Mishneh in Zvachim Kufches is Mashma, that Bichlal, there's no Issa Kores on being Maktir the Ketores outside on his Machtor, wouldn't have been an Issa Kores in any case. It's Mashma in the Mishnah, the whole Issa of Maktir Ketores Bachut is only when you're Maktir it on a Mizbeach, according to one man Doma, or even if it's not a Mizbeach, it's an Even, it's something which is built specifically to be Maktir Ketores. But some on the Kli, on the Machtor, to put the Ketores with the Eish, is not Mashma that there's no Issa Kores at all. He's arguing on the whole Taich of the Netziv, that it was an easier Issa inside than outside, even outside would have also been no Kores. Some interesting Aura, the Etzem HaLocha, that the Netziv says that would have been Kores outside. But the Etzem HaLocha says, Mefugish, as long as there's no Pikuach Nefesh involved, how are we allowed to tell somebody to be over a Issa Dei Reiser? Chatzi Shir is also Mi Dei Reiser. How can we ask him to do something which is an Issa Dei Reiser? When it's necessary, then he has a Etzem Pikuach Nefesh. The Din of Akala Kal Tchile said, when the Pikuach Nefesh is there, and I'm now going to do a Melocha to save the situation, which melacha should I choose if I can? There's no difference in Pikuach Nefesh, do it easier. But beforehand, when it's not a necessity, be klal to do a melacha, to go and be makdim, he says, no, we have here a big machlokes aposkim. Everybody has to ask their own rov when it comes to a shaila, and every detail in the shaila can make a difference, whether it's called already Pikuach Nefesh or not. But al koponim, we've learned a beautiful pshat in the psukim of this week's parasha.